Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So, the bets are in. 11 developers have applied for two of the state's casino licenses and one slot parlor license, and there could be more, as two other developers have asked for an extension of last night's state deadline to apply for a license. The third license is on hold right now, as the Mashpee Wampanoag Indian Tribe seeks a federal land trust for the city of Taunton. As of today, the State Gaming Commission will begin conducting background checks of the applicants, a process that could take up to 9 months. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
There was a last-minute rush to meet the deadline at the State Gaming Commission near Fennell Hall. Four companies got their paperwork in yesterday. With 30 minutes to go, one group rushed in with stacks of documents and DVDs. Gaming Commission Chair Steve Crosby says he's thrilled to have such strong competition.
The Massachusetts legislature drafted the Expanded Gaming Act, prioritizing competition as a principal value. The Gaming Commission has vigorously carried that charge forward, resulting in the achievement of a gaming competition that is robust and primed to obtain the absolute maximum benefits in job creation, economic growth, revenue, and other amenities for the people of Massachusetts.
In addition, two companies, Good Samaritan Casino Corporation and Paper City Development, in conjunction with the mayor of Chicopee, have asked for a deadline extension. The commission will consider that request. Of the three regions, there's the most competition for the license in Western Mass. Four developers have submitted applications. Two want to build gleaming towers in downtown Springfield. One bid comes from MGM Resorts International, the other from Penn National Gaming. In that same region, two developers are eyeing rural locations: Hard Rock at the Eastern States Exposition Fairgrounds and Mohegan Sun in Palmer. Even before the expanded gaming law was passed last year, Mohegan Sun had a storefront in Palmer, so the application was a formality, says Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority CEO Mitchell Edis.
We're very excited to be formally, officially entered into the process, although I think everybody knows we've been very much in this process for quite a while now.
In the Eastern Mass zone, three companies are in contention. In East Boston, Caesars Entertainment has joined Suffolk Downs in a bid. Just down the road, Wynn Resorts wants to build a resort-style casino in Everett. And as a late entry, Crossroads Massachusetts, a company owned by developer David Nunes, would build in Milford. As for the one slot parlor license, there are two bidders: the Plain Ridge Harness Racing Track in Plainville and Raynham Park, a former dog racing track. In addition, there are two wildcard applicants, casino developers from Chicago and Baltimore. Neither specified on their applications where they'd build or whether they want to open a casino or a slot parlor. So now the process moves on to extensive background checks, says Commission Chair Crosby. He explains the criteria.
It would be material issues, in our judgment, in their integrity, character, financial suitability. We have broad discretion to determine their adequacy within those criteria.
Anti-casino groups want the commission to take a critical look at how well the bids are financed, because the casino industry is under stress. Celeste Myers is with the group No Eastie Casino.
On the face of it, if you look at Caesars Palace, they're currently $22 billion in debt, but that hasn't slowed them down for any of their developments. And that leaves us with further concerns that East Boston, the city of Boston, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, will be left holding the bag when Caesars Palace falls down.
Mohegan Sun has also recently had financial problems. It's $1.6 billion in debt. It's gone through a refinancing and laid off 300 workers at its complex in Connecticut. CEO Edis says he doesn't believe that will affect their Massachusetts bid.
We're doing pretty well right now. We've had to make some adjustments to our operation in Connecticut, but so has every company around the country. So we don't really think that's an issue.
Here's how the process works. The commission could certify all the applicants if they pass the background checks. Then bidders would need a host community agreement, a vote by residents, and support of surrounding communities. If they pass those hurdles, they'll remain in the competition. The commission will award the single slot license first and then the casino licenses. Meanwhile, the license for southeastern Massachusetts is on hold to give the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe time to get reservation land from the Department of the Interior. They want to build a casino in Taunton. But if the Mashpee don't get approval, the State Gaming Commission says it will open the license up to commercial bidders, probably in mid-March. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.